From the Fulton J. Sheen Center for Media Evangelization in Trenton, New Jersey, welcome to Come to Me with your host, Jim Manfredonia. Stay tuned for an hour of talk, discussion, and reflection on issues important to today's Catholics. And now, here is your host, Jim Manfredonia.
And a very, very good day to you, my friends. Welcome once again to Come to Me. My name is Jim Manfredonia. And as always, it's a great joy to be here with you, as the Lord allows us this time, every Monday through Thursday at 4 p.m., and then on Fridays when Gabriella and I together bring you TGI Friday Live. I do pray, my friends, you're having a blessed, happy, and holy June 19th, 2017. And if you're listening, I just heard the weather announcement, so be careful. Apparently there's some pretty severe thunderstorms coming through the area. If you're listening live at 4 o'clock on June 19th, coming through the area, so with some high gusty winds and things. So just be careful if you're out there. Not the best time for something like that to happen during as we approach rush hour, but just pray everybody stays safe. And if you don't have to go out, don't go out until the storms pass. But it's the promise of a better weather pattern, I think, coming through, a little cold front coming through and cool things off, dry things out a little bit, which is good. So we thank God for that. Today's Monday, of course, and as I do every Monday, I share with you during this hour some teachings from our Holy Father, Pope Francis. And today I'm going to share with you some of his morning homily from Friday, love last week, the end of last week, Friday, where he talked about God's power to save us from weakness and sin. And then some of his homily from yesterday, the Feast of the Body and Blood of Jesus Christ, Corpus Christi. So we'll talk about that as well. But before we do anything else, my friends, we are going to pray. And if you are listening live on June 19th, 2017 at 4:02 in the afternoon, you can also watch live right now because we're coming to you live on Facebook, facebook.com/domesticchurchmedia. And you can kind of peek in here to the studio and see what goes on. Not that there's a lot happening, but you get a little different perspective, I guess, of what we do here at the Apostolate. We're going to pray right now for you and for all of your special intentions, whenever and however you're listening. You know, we do rebroadcast on the radio this program every night at 10 o'clock. We also upload it, so it's available on podcast. You can download it and listen to whatever you like. We archive it on our website. So no matter when you're listening or watching, because it is also archived then on our Facebook page on the video side, all that's outside of God, you know, outside of our time, goes to God's time where there is no time per se. And so your prayers or our prayers right now are prayed at just the right moment because God hears and answers every single prayer. No doubt about that. So let's go to the Lord with all of our prayer intentions, all of our requests. Let's not also forget to thank God for all the goodness that he blesses us with and bestows on us, all the good things that happen in our lives. Yesterday, Father's Day, you know, just thanking God for the gift of our fathers. And I know as a father, on Father's Day, I always thank, in my prayer, I thank the Lord for blessing me with three wonderful children here on earth. We have two in heaven that we know of through miscarriage. And, hey, wouldn't be a father without all these wonderful little people, now big people. So I thank God for my children and for, you know, being a good father is easier when your kids are good and not perfect by any means, but we were very blessed that all three of our children here with us are leading a good life and always make us proud. So I thank God for that. But in all of our prayers, my friends, we pray with and for each other. First, we're going to pray for our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and then we'll pray for families. So let's begin as we begin all good things in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, who in your providential design willed that your church be built upon blessed Peter, whom you set over the other apostles. Look with favor, we pray, on Francis our Pope, and grant that he, whom you've made Peter's successor, may be for your people a visible source and foundation of unity in faith and of communion. And we ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And praying for our family, your family, my friends, families all over the world, we pray, O dear Jesus, I humbly implore you to grant your special graces to our family. May our home be the shrine of peace, purity, love, labor, and faith. I beg you, dear Jesus, to protect and bless all of us, absent and present, living and dead. O Mary, loving Mother of Jesus and our Mother, pray to Jesus for our family, for all the families of the world, to guard the cradle of the newborn, the schools of the young, and their vocations. Blessed Saint Joseph, holy guardian of Jesus and Mary, assist us by your prayers in all necessities of life. Ask of Jesus that special grace which he granted to you to watch over our home at the pillow of the sick and the dying, so that with Mary and with you, heaven may find our family unbroken in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And we pray, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, we love you. Pray for us. Venerable Archbishop Sheen, pray for us. Saint John Paul II, pray for us. Our Lady of Good Remedy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And again, as always, friends, I thank you for praying together, and I encourage you to please get your prayer requests to us. Simplest, quickest, easiest way to do that is to go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, domesticchurchmedia.org, and up on the top, there's a lot of different options there. One of those options is prayer. You can click on that, and it takes you to our prayer page, and there's a form you can fill out. Just type in your prayer request. You can keep it anonymous. We don't require you to tell us who you are. If you want to give us your email address, if you need some kind of response from us, we're happy to do that as well. But we don't, you know, it's completely anonymous if you want it to be. And we'll place your prayer intentions in our Chapel of the Holy Family right across the hallway here from our main studio and pray with you, pray for you. And it gives us great honor, really, to be able to, that you entrust those prayer requests to us and you entrust those intentions to us. You know, that's part of our apostolate. You know, we have to pray with and for each other. And it unites us in a special way. It brings us a lot closer spiritually when we do that. So please take advantage of that. Go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and then click on the prayer link up on the top there. We're going to get to the Holy Father's homily from Friday, and then his Corpus Christi homily as well. Before we do that, though, my friends, I just want to remind you that, of course, now we're into the second half of June. And, you know, I don't like the worst part of my job is talking about money. But just to remind you that as we enter into the summer months, and I know everybody likes to, you know, the schedules change because school's out and people go on vacations and things change. But please, don't forget to support this apostolate. You know, we count completely on you. We can't do anything that we do here without you. And to our friends on our newer stations in Cape May, in Hamilton, on a 1580, we're asking you especially, as you listen to your Catholic radio station, to please support it. We have to hear from you. Let us know that you want Catholic radio there. It's just so vitally important now that we have these means of getting the gospel out to as many people as possible. The world, my brothers and sisters, you know, you look around and you see all the things that are going on in the world. Yesterday I was sitting at Mass. My daughter and I went to the noon Mass yesterday. And Feast of Corpus Christi, you know, the feast that we celebrate the great gift of our Lord's body and blood in Holy Eucharist. And I looked around and I see such sparse attendance. And I wonder, where is everybody? On Father's Day. Fathers should have been flooding the churches yesterday, thanking the gift, the Lord for the gift of their fatherhood. Children should have been in church thanking the Lord for the gift of their fathers. Those of us whose fathers have passed on into the next life should have been there praying for the souls of our fathers. And on a day like yesterday that we celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi to receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ in Holy Communion at Holy Mass. I mean, what's going on? You know, and there's a faithful remnant. You know, Pope Emeritus Benedict told us that when he was our Holy Father, that he believed there would be a remnant church, a smaller remnant church. And you see it almost happening before our eyes. So we have to really get the gospel proclaimed to as many people as possible. And these Catholic radio stations, our podcasts, our social media, our ways that we can do this. But we can't do it without you. So, again, I'm just going to throw it out there. I'll mention it to you throughout the summer only because I have to. You know, I wouldn't do this if I didn't have to. Now, you know, if you have been a listener of our stations here for a while, you know that back in the middle of March or end of March, we had our annual radiothon. We do that once a year. And it was a very successful radiothon, our most successful ever. But even given that, through the enormous generosity of you, our listeners, we raised 36% of our annual operating budget, which is great. But that means that we have, you know, another 63%, 67% that we have. I'm sorry, 63% that we have to account for throughout the year. So just ask you, please, to continue to give. You can go online, make an online donation. And what we really look and hope for are the recurring sustaining donations, those monthly donations that you can do, whatever the amount. It makes no difference to us, whatever you can afford. But on a regular monthly basis, that allows us to count on your support so we can budget a little better and save me from a little bit of agita throughout the year. Okay? Now, speaking about going on vacation, you know, when you go away, you can still listen to Domestic Church Catholic Radio. You know, when you're at, if you're out of our listening area, out of our AM or FM coverage areas in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, you still can listen through the mobile app. And, you know, the mobile apps are free. Just go to your app store and search for Domestic Church Media. Our free app pops up on your iPhone or your Android device. Or you can use tunein.com. All this is free. And on your phone or mobile device, you can listen to Domestic Church Catholic Radio. You can also listen to our podcasts and subscribe to our podcasts. We can podcast all of our local programs. This program, our Friday program, Patty Staley's wonderful program, Catholic Matters, Cheryl's music program, the Bishop's program, although that's on hiatus now until the fall. But all of the local programs, Bill and George and Brothers in Arms, you can do that. And also, and we're not plugging this, you know, we're not plugging Amazon, but Amazon has made available to anybody for $49.95 something called the Amazon Echo. I have one in my home. Looks like a little hockey puck. You plug it into your wall like a regular electrical device, connect it to your Wi-Fi in your home, which most homes have, and you can have Domestic Church Catholic Radio anytime, day or night. You don't even need a radio. You just use this little Echo Dot device by Amazon for $49.95. And I do it at home, you know, at night when the signal goes down a little bit, or there's not, in the case of a thunderstorm where the AM signal might be getting a little choppy, you just tell this device, and you have to call it by her name, Alexa. Alexa, and I always say, Alexa, play WFJS. And the machine pulls it up and starts playing our radio station. It's an amazing thing, and they're becoming more popular. So it's another way to listen to Domestic Church Catholic Radio, especially if you're outside of our listening area. Maybe you're going to have a house down the shore that's way far, you know, in an area that doesn't get our station, or maybe you're going to be in the Poconos that don't get our station. If you have this device with a Wi-Fi, you can get it. So anyway, a lot of different ways to listen. Get the gospel proclaimed. That's our responsibility here at Domestic Church Media. That's why we exist. We exist, like the church, to evangelize. We have to get the word out, and with a capital W, the word, to as many people as possible in this world that so desperately needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Speaking of that, let's go to our Holy Father. And on Friday, as he does, you know, most days, he has a Mass in the morning at the Casa Santa Marta Chapel in the Vatican. And the Holy Father gives these off-the-cuff homilies. And Friday passed, he said, in order to be saved and healed by God, we must recognize that we are weak, vulnerable, and sinful like earthen vessels. And this will lead us to happiness, he said. The Holy Father said, in reflecting on the second letter to the Corinthians, where Paul speaks about the mystery of Christ, it says that we have this treasure of Christ in our fragility and vulnerability because we are vessels made of clay. You know, pride prevents us from that, doesn't it? And, of course, pride is one of the seven deadly sins, probably the deadliest of the seven. The original sin of pride, non serviat, I will not serve, will prevent us from recognizing us that we are vulnerable, Pope Francis said. We are fragile, we are weak, and we need to be healed. But recognizing our vulnerability is one of the most difficult things in life, the Holy Father said. At times, we try to cover this vulnerability with cosmetics in order to disguise it, pretending it doesn't exist. And disguises are always shameful, the Holy Father said. They are hypocrisy to try to disguise our vulnerability as a human being. Holy Father explained that besides being hypocritical towards others, we are also hypocritical within ourselves, believing to be something else, hence not needing healing and support. And that's one of the, I think, one of the reasons that a lot of people don't go to confession anymore. Oh, I don't need to be, I don't need that. I haven't really sinned. You know, and there's this denial of our vulnerability that, yes, we indeed do sin. St. John tells us if we say we don't sin, we're a liar. Anybody who says he or she doesn't sin, as St. John says, you're a liar. We all sin. And the Holy Father said that, you know, it's hypocritical to believe that we're something else, that we don't need healing, we don't need support. This, the Holy Father said, is the path to vanity, pride, and self-reference of those who do not feel themselves made of clay and thus seek salvation and fulfillment in themselves. Instead, as St. Paul says, it is the power of God that saves us because of our vulnerability. Hence, we are troubled but not crushed. We are shaken but not desperate. We are persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not killed. There is always this relationship between clay and power, clay and a treasure, Holy Father said. But the temptation is always the same, to cover, to conceal, and not believing that we are made of clay. This is the hypocrisy toward ourselves. You know, we have to understand and acknowledge the fact, my friends, that we are vulnerable. You know, we could talk about, and I know everybody listening, watching right now, that you're good people. I mean, you know, God made us and created each and every single human person out of love. And innate in every human person is that desire, as Mother Teresa would say, to love and to be loved. We're created in God's own image and likeness, and so we're created for good. We're created for life, eternal. But because of the sin of our first parents, that original sin we take into this world with us, and although washed away by the waters of baptism, the remnants of that sin still remain. And so we tend to sin. We lean to sin. I know we've said this so many times before, but it's a fact and it's a truth that we have to accept. And that's what Holy Father is saying, to accept our vulnerability and our need for healing, our need for support, because we do fall. Oh, my goodness. We do fall. We all sin. There's not one of us listening or watching right now who is without sin, unless, of course, the Blessed Mother herself is literally watching or viewing right now. But every person created by God, with the exception of Blessed Mother, enters into this world with the stain of original sin. And because of that, we have this tendency towards sin. We lean toward that as opposed to lean toward not sinning. That's the struggle we have in our life, isn't it? You know, it'd be very easy to live in this world not worried about offending God, not worried about keeping the commandments, not worried about doing the right thing. Be easy to live in this world and just give in to every temptation and to give in to every desire. But you know as well as I, it's a struggle. Everything is leaning and tending in that direction, and we got to keep pulling ourselves back and away. And that recognizes our own vulnerability. So Holy Father said, when we accept our weakness, God comes with his salvation and happiness. In this regard, the Holy Father spoke about confession, where we confess our sins, in a way, whitewashing the clay a bit in order to appear strong. Rather, the Holy Father said, we must accept our weakness and vulnerability, even if it's difficult to do so, hence the importance of shame. You know, Holy Father's talked about this before, about to be ashamed is a good thing. It shows a vulnerability, and it shows an awareness and an acknowledgement of our sinfulness, in effect. It is shame, Pope Francis said, that broadens the heart to allow the power of God in. The shame of being clay and not a silver or gold vase. The shame of being clay and not a silver or a gold vase, he said. When Peter objected to Jesus washing his feet, he did not realize he was made of clay, needing the Lord's power to be saved. It's only when we accept we are made of clay that the extraordinary power of God will come and give us the fulfillment, salvation, happiness, and joy of being saved, thus receiving the Lord's treasure. And, you know, that's something that as we go through this life, and this is the beauty of our sacramental life in the church, you know, we have this continued ability to be, as the Holy Father said, whitewashed, you know, to be cleansed of all that prevents us from love. And that's what sin does. You know, by our sinfulness, we cut ourselves off from love, especially in a mortal sin, where the life of grace is completely cut off because of the severity of that offense. People do sin mortally, deadly sins, because it kills the grace, the life of grace in our soul. And we go through this life, and we do the best to be good disciples, good practicing Catholics, good people. You know, we go through this life doing everything we possibly can to avoid offending God, to avoid a sinful behavior, lifestyle. But we fall. And sometimes we fall pretty heavily into even mortal sin. You know, our venial sins, they pile up too. You know, they may not, each individual venial sin may not, although we will not cut off that life of grace in our heart and our soul, they do pile up, and they weigh us down, and they create a burden as we go trudge through life. Many people will tell us, you know, don't worry, God understands. He knows you're weak. Go ahead and do it. He'll forgive you. You know, they've got to be careful of the sin of presumption, presuming that God's forgiveness is available to us no matter what. And God's mercy is unfathomable. But God does require a humble and contrite heart, a heart that desires not to offend him, a heart that goes to him that is humble, that is repentant, sorrowful for the offense committed. But you know as well as I, it's a struggle. You know, it's a struggle. You want to be good. You want to do good. You want to avoid those occasions of sin. You want to avoid the act itself. And the devil has a way, and the world and the flesh all have a way of leading us into those directions. And our struggle is trying to avoid them. Our struggle is fighting against them. Our struggle is pushing back against sin. And because of our human weakness, our flesh, our weak human flesh, even though that original sin was washed away by the waters at our baptism, the stain of that, the remnant of that sin still remains, that tendency to still want to go down that path. And so we do need to acknowledge that. We need to acknowledge our vulnerability. We need to acknowledge our sinfulness and not be afraid. You know, it's disheartening when you hear people who say they're afraid to go to confession or they fear going to confession. We one time knew someone who came into the church many years ago. And this individual, I guess because her husband was Catholic, and so finally she agreed to enter into the church, went through the RCIA program. And, you know, part of that program is you make your first confession if you were never in the church before. And so she did. And I remember her telling Cheryl that was the most horrible experience she ever had. She'll never do it again. It's unfortunate. Not because of the priest, but because of her own pride. It was very difficult for her to acknowledge her vulnerability, her sinfulness. Now, I'm praying. I don't know what her situation is today. This is so many years ago, and we lost touch with that individual. But I'm always praying, you know, whenever I think of this person and people like her, that her attitude changed and that she is going. I love going to confession. I really look forward to going to confession because of that image, as Holy Father said, of whitewashing, you know, just becoming completely cleaned, cleansed, and fresh new start, you know. But that doesn't happen until we acknowledge that we need it. We acknowledge our vulnerability. We acknowledge our sinfulness. We acknowledge the desire and the need for God's mercy. So this teaching, this was from Friday, in accepting our own weaknesses, Pope Francis said, God comes to us with salvation and happiness. You know, God knows our sins. We can't hide from God. God is present to us even while we sin. He's there. God doesn't walk away from us when we're doing these things that offend him. God allows himself to be present right there in our own sins. He knows. He knows our human weaknesses. Christ himself, like us in all things but sin, he himself was tempted by the devil. We're told three times Scripture tells us that they have an account for it. But at the end of that particular passage, you know, Scripture tells us that the devil left him after, you know, Christ's refusal to give in to those temptations. Scripture tells us that the devil left him until another time. So Christ, in his humanity, although never committing sin, was tempted, like you and I are tempted, in his humanity. But he did not give in to those sins. Blessed Mother never committed a personal sin. You know, she was preserved from the stain of original sin, so she never committed a personal sin. But we know that the Scripture tells us our Lord himself was tempted, just like we are tempted. But because of our frailty and our vulnerability, we occasionally fall into those particular situations that create us and put us in sinful situations. Okay, I'm going to take a break. When I come back, we're going to go to the Holy Father's homily from yesterday, for Corpus Christi Sunday. So, my friends, you stay where you are, and I will be right back.
This is Oblate Father Andrew Small, National Director of the Pontifical Mission Societies in the United States. We all have images that haunt us. Driving along a highway in Venezuela, I saw families living on the side of the road, children with no clothes, no food, no water but for a dirty stream, no education. On the flight home, I was handed a bag of peanuts and suddenly realized those children were still there. Our blessed sister, Dorothy Day, once chided us. We are guilty of each other's sins, and so we must bear each other's burdens. It's a lesson from the missions.
Brought to you by the Pontifical Mission Societies. To learn more about becoming a missionary right where you are, visit our website at onefamilyinmission.org. Remember, if you're baptized, you're a missionary. Through prayer and sacrifice, in word and witness, we're all part of this one family in mission.
We would like to thank Teresa's Tides in Cape May, New Jersey for their generous support. When you shop at Teresa's Tides, all proceeds go toward funding operations at Domestic Church Catholic Radio. This thrift store has everything from religious items to antiques, housewares to beach chairs. Teresa's Tides is located at 513 Seashore Road, Cape May, New Jersey. That's 513 Seashore Road, Cape May, New Jersey. Current hours are Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Teresa's Tides is a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
What have you done for your marriage today?
I gave a huge hug this morning, like a really big squeeze.
She got a really short haircut that she hated, and I wrote her a note and put it up on the mirror saying that she was a cute girl with cute hair.
I got him mustard and mayonnaise for his sandwich when we were having lunch.
Today we've actually organized a date night tonight.
And silverware and napkins. Wasn't that wonderful?
What have I done for my marriage today?
Wow, that is a great question.
I took the baby while she worked.
I suppose I didn't yell at him for anything at all.
I got up with the baby while he slept.
Yeah. I have carried my wife's purse.
What have you done for your marriage today?
What have I done?
I listened to my wife when we talked on the telephone today.
Well, I've done today what I usually do, and that is obey.
She really likes it when I listen.
What have you done for your marriage today? Little things can make a big difference. For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Church.
Over the years, we begin to realize how quickly life goes by. For some of us, our journey will end without notice. And when our transition into eternity begins, there won't be a chance for any do-overs. No time to rewind our life. No chance to choose a different ending.
Stupid little brain of yours to do any...
For the movie of our life can be used to judge us. We will sorrowfully relive the bad times.
Happy anniversary!
And joyfully revisit the good. It is then we will fully realize how our unkind thoughts and selfish choices wounded others and led us away from God, our loving Father.
You people are lazy.
And each time we ignored God's voice,
I think she's pregnant by somebody else.
No.
Our conscience grew more deaf and our heart hardened. Thankfully, you still can ask God to help edit your life story and create the ideal ending. No matter what you've done, there is good news. Since Jesus came not to condemn the world, but to save it. Jesus can heal your memories and forgive your past if you accept his mercy. You really can be freed from the addiction of sin and find lasting peace. Imagine hearing God say after your life's movie, "Well done, good and faithful servant." It all starts by asking Jesus to help you now. If you've been waiting for a sign, this is your chance to begin an adventure with God that will last forever. Learn more at CatholicsComeHome.org. Trust in Jesus and find hope, forgiveness, and a more abundant and everlasting life. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
From Bristol to Browns Mills,
Shrewsbury to Solbury, Silverdale to Seagirt,
Southampton to Seaside Heights,
from Lawrenceville to Leonardo, proclaiming the joy of the gospel on Domestic Church Catholic Radio.
All righty, welcome back on this June 19th. I hear the rain outside here in the studio, even. It's becoming down pretty heavy. So wherever you are, stay safe because these thunderstorms are coming through. but bringing cooler, fresher air. So that's how it is this time of year in these parts, right? Before we move on to the Holy Father's homily from Corpus Christi Sunday yesterday, let's go to our Domestic Church Catholic Radio bulletin board. And this is domesticchurchmedia.org. Just click on the bulletin board link. You, too, can pull these events up. And you can also post. But let's first see what's going on this coming Saturday, June 24th. Our friends down at Mater Ecclesiae, they moved their flea market up a week. So it was supposed to have been this past Saturday, a couple days ago, but they moved it up because of the inclement weather. So it is going to take place this coming Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Mater Ecclesiae Catholic Church, 261 Cross Keys Road in Berlin, New Jersey. So those of you in that part of our listening area, there's going to be a nice flea market that will benefit Mater Ecclesiae Church. So that's 261 Cross Keys Road this coming Saturday, June 24th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and the rain date now is Saturday, July 8th. So in the event this coming weekend, this coming Saturday, again, I don't know what the weather is yet, but right now it's on for this coming Saturday, June 24th, and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So a flea market that helps benefit Mater Ecclesiae Church, and we encourage you, if you're in that area, to support that good effort. Also, to remind you that there's going to be a Young Adult Holy Hour coming up later this month, June 28th, at St. Joseph's Church in Millstone. That's 91 Stillhouse Road in Millstone, New Jersey. And it's hosted by the Young Adults in Faith. Everybody's welcome, everybody, but especially those in their 20s and 30s looking to grow closer to God and to meet friends who share the Catholic faith. There's going to be adoration with some praise and worship and an opportunity for confession. So this is going to be Wednesday, June 28th, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. at St. Joseph's Church in Millstone. That's 91 Stillhouse Road, Millstone, New Jersey. Of course, it's free. If you want more information, give us a call here at the radio station. You can talk with Gabriella at 609-882-9357. That's our number here, 609-882-9357. If you have more information or need more information about the Young Adult Holy Hour, June 28th. And if you have an event, my friends, that you would like posted, just go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and up on the top, click on the bulletin board link, and there's an opportunity for you to add an event. This is free. We don't charge for this. Just fill it out, submit it, and if it's a worthy event, we'll certainly post it on our website. I can't guarantee we'll announce it because there are so many of them, but we'll certainly post it on our bulletin board. We get a lot of hits on the bulletin board, a lot of people checking it out. It's a place to go where you're going to find a lot of different types of activities coming up, a lot of parish carnivals happening and events like that, especially throughout the summer, but other things like this, spiritual events, like the Young Adult Holy Hour and the other events we have on here. So go to domesticchurchmedia.org and up in the top, click on the bulletin board link, and you can fill out the event form. And again, it's free. The only thing we ask in return is this, and we don't even require it. If you're having an event and there's an opportunity for us to have our materials there, or to have representatives there, kind of a barter, instead of charging us for a table, to say, oh, because you made the announcement for us regularly, you can have a space at our event and you can promote your radio station. That's all we ask. Don't require it. If you don't do that, we'll still make your announcement. We're good people here. But it would be nice, a little reciprocal effort here to kind of help us out, too. Our main drive here at Domestic Church Media, as far as our marketing efforts go, because we don't have a marketing budget, we don't have any money really set aside for marketing. But we just want people to know we exist. We want people to know they can listen. I'm still, and we're all still amazed. When Gabriella and or Amy go out to a parish to make a presentation, and thanks to all those good pastors who do that and allow us to come into their parishes. And they ask, you know, when they first make the little presentation, how many people here are familiar with, and they'll mention whatever the local station is to that parish. Very few people raise their hands. We need to let everybody know about Catholic Radio. And, you know, we tell the pastors and we tell the people, this is a great way to just continue. You know, we all went to Mass yesterday, went to Corpus Christi Sunday Mass, and most people cannot get to daily Mass, so most people will not be back to Mass until next weekend. Well, what do you do between Sundays? Here's an opportunity. Every now and then, hit 1260 AM, hit 89.3 FM, hit 1580 AM, hit 91.9 FM, and listen. And just kind of be fed a little bit, you know? Kind of whet the appetite for more faith. Anyway, okay, let's move on. And we're going to go to... Where did I lose that? Let's see, wait a minute. I thought I had it here. I should have had it pulled up, but I didn't. It's the Holy Father's homily for... let's see. What did I do? What did I do with it? See, I used to print these things out, you know. But now, let's see. Oh, there it is. Okay, there it is. Okay, I got it. Woof, woof. I was going to have to do a little song and dance here for the next 20 minutes. No, here it is. This is the Holy Father's homily from yesterday, a Mass celebrated at the Roman Basilica of St. John Lateran. And that's because the Basilica of St. John Lateran in Rome is the Holy Father's church. You know, he is the Bishop of Rome, and that's the cathedral for the diocese there. So what he does, which is tradition now, he celebrates Holy Mass at St. John Lateran, and then there's a Eucharistic procession to the Basilica of St. Mary Major. Isn't that neat? Now, if you've ever been to Rome, you know that area and maybe that route they would have taken. So it's a wonderful tradition that they celebrate in Rome. Yesterday, in his homily, the Holy Father chose to reflect on one word, memory. He said that remembering all that the Lord has done for us is the foundation of our own personal history of salvation. The Holy Father said memory is important because it allows us to dwell in love, to be mindful, never forgetting who it is who loves us and whom we are called to love in return. Most of us have, I think, probably photographs, boxes of photographs, photograph albums. If you're from my generation in raising a family, you probably have videotapes of the kids when they were little, right? About 10 years ago, I had all of my videotapes transferred to DVD because I was reading these articles about how video and audio tape, even as it got older, was going to start to become brittle and crack and break up and be destroyed. So I had everything transferred to DVD. Movies of the, or, you know, video of the kids when they were little, growing up, babies and playing together, and just, we have hours and hours. You know, it's kind of neat when you think about it. I remember when those of you who have children as I do, whose children are millennials now, right, born in the 80s and 90s, they say this is the first generation of kids in this country who really probably have their entire childhood documented on video. You know, I mean, I was in the delivery room with my video camera for Angela and Anthony. For Joseph, and he was born in Arizona, that's when we first had gotten married, we were in Arizona, they wouldn't let me take the video camera into the delivery room. And I didn't want the shots of, you know, the close-ups. I just wanted to see the baby, you know. And Cheryl, because of she had C-sections for all three of our kids. And so there's a curtain there, and I was behind the curtain on the other side of the curtain, and I shot over the curtain, and all you see, all of a sudden, the baby comes up. Thank you. There's the baby. But their life, their infancy, their when they were toddlers and their childhood, all basically documented on video, right? Put it on now, and it brings back wonderful memories, doesn't it? You look back over those pictures or videos, or look at old pictures from when we were kids and our parents. It just evokes wonderful memories. And Holy Father said, just talking about that word, memory, is important because it allows us to dwell in love. It allows us to be mindful, never forgetting who it is who loves us and whom we are called to love in return. When we think of the word memory. Talking about Corpus Christi, the Holy Father said, this solemnity reminds us that in our fragmented lives, the Lord comes to meet us with a loving fragility, which is the Eucharist. On the solemnity of Corpus Christi, the idea of memory comes up again and again. Moses says to the people, you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you, lest you forget the Lord your God who fed you in the wilderness with manna. Jesus tells us, do this in memory of me. The living bread come down from heaven is the sacrament of memory, reminding us in a real and tangible way the story of God's love for us. Holy Father said, today, to each of us, the Word of God says, remember. Remembrance of the Lord's deeds guided and strengthened in his people's journey through the desert. Remembering all that the Lord has done for us is the foundation of our own personal history of salvation. You know, think, as I said earlier today, and I wasn't planning on attaching it to this particular teaching from the Holy Father, but, you know, when I said, and we, even in our prayer, let's not forget to thank God. You know, it's very common, and there's nothing wrong with it. Prayer of petition is important. The Lord loves our prayers of petition. He loves when we go to him and request and ask for his help. But let's also remember to put as much emphasis on our prayer of thanksgiving, remembering all that the Lord has done for us in our lives. No, nobody's life is perfect, and everybody has had challenges along the way, right? We've all had our tough times. Don't dwell on them, because those tough times, really, if you in hindsight, look back at over the tough times in our lives. God allowed it, number one. You know, nothing happens without God's permission. You know, God's permissive will. He allows these things to happen. Sometimes it's an enormous mystery. We have no idea why he would have allowed a certain thing to happen the way it did. But he had, and he did. We could always say this, that God allows, especially when it comes to bad things to happen, it's to always bring about a greater good. But we can also see how we became strengthened by what God allowed to happen. We become stronger in faith. We're drawn closer to God. So in our memory, and we remember our life along the way, you know, I've said this, and I need to do it. We talk about it here. To even write down the story of domestic church media and see God's hand in so many, well, in every facet of this operation, of this apostolate, but certain times where God's hand was so obvious to us, to not forget that, to remember that. Remembering, Holy Father said, is essential for faith as water is for a plant, he said. A plant without water cannot stay alive and bear fruit, nor can faith unless it drinks deeply of the memory of all that the Lord has done for us. Holy Father said, remember, memory is important because it allows us to dwell in love, to be mindful, never forgetting who it is who loves us and whom we are called to love in return. Yet nowadays, this singular ability that the Lord has given us is considerably weakened. Amid so much frantic activity, Pope Francis said, many people and events seem to pass in a whirl. We quickly turn the page, looking for novelty while unable to retain memories. Leaving our memories behind and living only for the moment, we risk remaining ever on the surface of things, constantly in flux, without going deeper, without the broader vision that reminds us who we are and where we're going. In this way, our life grows fragmented and dulled within. Yet today's solemnity, of course, he's talking about yesterday, Corpus Christi, reminds us that in our fragmented lives, the Lord comes to meet us with a loving fragility, which is the Eucharist. In the bread of life, the Lord comes to us, making himself a humble meal that lovingly heals our memory, wounded by life's frantic pace of life. Holy Father said, the Eucharist is the memorial of God's love. There, Christ's sufferings are remembered, and we recall God's love for us, which gives us strength and support in our journey. This is why the Eucharist, a Eucharistic commemoration, does us so much good, Pope Francis said. It is not an abstract, cold, and superficial memory, but a living remembrance that comforts us with God's love. The Eucharist is flavored with Jesus' words and deeds, the taste of his passion, the fragrance of his spirit. When we receive it, our hearts are overcome with the certainty of Jesus' love. In saying this, I think in particular of you boys and girls, and he's talking to those who recently received their first Holy Communion, who were there at the celebration yesterday, he said, in great numbers. The Eucharist gives us a grateful memory because it makes us see that we are the Father's children whom he loves and nourishes. It gives us a free memory because Jesus' love and forgiveness heal the wounds of the past, soothe our remembrance of wrongs experienced and inflicted. It gives us a patient memory because amid all our troubles, we know that the Spirit of Jesus remains in us. The Eucharist encourages us, Pope Francis said, even on the roughest road, we are not alone. The Lord does not forget us. And whenever we turn to him, he restores us with his love. This is such an important teaching. You know, we talk about the real, true, substantial presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. We are not alone. You know, just to be able to sit, you know, again, you know me, you hear me say it, and I say it only because I'm so humbled and so grateful that we have Jesus Christ here in our building 24/7. That to me, when Bishop O'Connell allowed us to do this, and I didn't ask for it, I know he was responding to a prompting of the Holy Spirit, but to have the Eucharist present in this building, in our tabernacle here, you know, that any time, day or night, we can sit down. And you can do this, too, in your own church, your own chapel. Adoration chapels there, and there are many in our listening areas. To go and be in the real, true presence of Jesus Christ, unbelievable. Holy Father said, the Eucharist also reminds us that we are not isolated individuals, but one body. As the people in the desert gathered the manna that fell from heaven and shared it with their families, so Jesus, the bread of bread come down from heaven, calls us together to receive him and to share him with one another. The Eucharist is not a sacrament for me, he said. It is the sacrament of the many who form one body. And St. Paul reminded us of this, because there is one bread. We who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. And that's from 1 Corinthians. The Eucharist is the sacrament of unity. Whoever receives it cannot fail to be a builder of unity, because building unity has become part of his or her, what the Holy Father called, spiritual DNA. And then he prayed, may this bread of unity heal our ambition to lord it over others, to greedily hoard things for ourselves, to foment discord and criticism. May it awaken in us the joy of living in love without rivalry, jealousy, or mean-spirited gossip. And he said, now in experiencing this Eucharist, Let us adore and thank the Lord for this greatest of gifts, the living memory of his memorial of his love that makes us one body and leads us to unity. And again, that idea of being unified. You know, we are called to be one body, many parts, but one body of Christ to build up the kingdom here on earth. And the Eucharist is a sacrament of unity. It brings us together as one. This is why, you know, many times, and on Catholic Answers or one of the apologetic programs, you might hear about different ways people go up to receive or the different gestures. And there are the approved gestures. You know, you go up and you can either receive on the tongue or on the hand. And the church right now permits both ways of doing that. But there's the proper way of doing it. You know, when you receive on the tongue, well, that's obvious. You receive on the tongue. If you receive in the hand, there's a way to create, and you know, put your left hand over your right hand and receive, and then take while the sacred host is in the palm of your hand, like you take it with your other hand and put it in your mouth at that time. You don't walk away with it right there. You put it in your mouth right in front of the priest. And you receive that way. If there's altar rails and people kneel to receive, that's great. But there are things that people, you know, when you're going up to receive Jesus in the Eucharist, to understand exactly who it is that you are approaching, the creator of all that is, the one who created you, who wants to consume you. And he can consume you. Once you consume him, he consumes you. And to really have a full and complete understanding of what the Eucharist is. But I think, unfortunately, today, so many lose that. We lose that understanding, or never knew it in the beginning, to begin with. But the Eucharist does unify us. And when we come together for Holy Communion, to commune with God, as we do at every Mass, to remember that Christ gave himself for us. As Holy Father said, the word he focused on yesterday was memory, to remember what Jesus Christ did for us, now really, truly present to us in the Eucharist, as the great gift of himself in that sacrament. My friends, my time is up. I hear this. Yeah, there it goes. Okay, I got to head on out of here. I pray you have a great rest of your day. Stay safe. I hear the storm still outside if you're listening live at 4:57. I'll be with you again tomorrow, God willing, for Scripture Day. So stay tuned now for our friend, Father Larry Richards. Okay, my name is Jim Manfredonia. Thanks for listening. God bless you, and God love you. Father.